French choked down another oyster, swallowed hard, gulped a half pint of wine, and finally said, "Early on." The drug was so effective at lowering cholesterol that Meyer Brack, along with the FDA, rushed it to the market. It was another miracle drug, and it worked great for a few years with no side effects. Then, bam, the tissue of the nephrons. Do you understand how the kidneys work? For the sake of this discussion, let's say I don't. Each kidney has about 1 million little filtering units called nephrons, and RIACS contained a synthetic chemical that basically melted them. Not everybody dies, like poor Mr. Gibson, and there are varying degrees of damage. It's all permanent, though. The kidney is an amazing organ that can often heal itself, but not after a 5-year bout with RIACS. When did Meyer Brack know it had a problem? Hard to say exactly, but we showed Judge Attlee some internal documents from their lab people to their suits, urging caution and more research. After RIACS had been on the market for about 4 years with spectacular results, the company's scientists were worried. Then folks started getting real sick, even dying, and by then it was too late. From my standpoint, we had to find the perfect client, which we did, the perfect forum, which we did, and we had to do it quick before some other lawyer got a big verdict. That's where your father came in. The steward cleared the oyster shells and presented a crab meat salad. Another white burgundy had been selected from the onboard cellar by Mr. French himself. What happened after the Gibson trial, Ray asked. I could not have scripted it better. Meyer Brack absolutely crumbled. Arrogant shitheads were reduced to tears. They had $1 zillion in cash and couldn't wait to buy off the plaintiff's lawyers. Before the trial, I had 400 cases and no clout. Afterward, I had 5,000 cases and an $11 million verdict. Hundreds of lawyers called me. I spent a month flying around the country in a Learjet signing co-rep agreements with other lawyers. A guy in Kentucky had 100 cases, one in St. Paul had 80, on and on. Then about 4 months after the trial, we flew to New York for the big settlement conference. In less than 3 hours, we settled 6,000 cases for $700 million. A month later, we settled another 1,200 for $200 million. What was your cut? Ray asked. It would have been a rude question if posed to a normal person, but French couldn't wait to talk about his fees. 50% off the top for the lawyers, then expenses. The rest went to the clients. That's the bad part of a contingency contract. You have to give half to the client. Anyway, I had other lawyers to deal with, but I walked away with $300 million and some change. That's the beauty of mass torts, Ray. Sign them up by the truckload, settle them by the trainload. Take half off the top. They weren't eating. There was too much money in the air. $300 million in fees? Ray said in disbelief. French was gargling with wine. Ain't it sweet? It's coming so fast, I can't spend it all.
Looks like you're giving it a good shot.
This is the tip of the iceberg. Ever hear of a drug called Minotrin?
I checked your website.
Really? What'd you think?
Pretty slick. 2,000 Minotrin cases.
3,000 now. It's a hypertension drug that has dangerous side effects. Made by Shine Medical. They've offered 50,000 a case, and I said no. 1,400 Cobril cases. Antidepressant that causes hearing loss, we think. Ever hear of Skinny Benz?
Yes.
We have 3,000 Skinny Benz cases, and 1,500.
I saw the list. I assume the website is updated.
Of course. I'm the new king of torts in this country, Ray. Everybody's calling me. I have 13 other lawyers in my firm, and I need 40.
The steward was back to collect their latest leftovers. He placed the swordfish in front of them and brought the next wine, though the last bottle was half full. French went through the tasting ritual and finally, almost reluctantly, nodded his approval. To Ray, it tasted very similar to the first two.
I owe it all to Judge Attlee, French said.
How?
He had the guts to make the right call, to keep Meyer Brack in Hancock County instead of allowing him to escape to federal court.
He understood the issues, and he was unafraid to punish them. Timing is everything, Ray. Less than 6 months after he handed down his ruling, I had $300 million in my hands.
Did you keep all of it?